Whoa, whoa, whoa. Move the line. Move the line.
Paint over the line.
Move the line.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Apologize for the line. All right.
No, I ain't apologizing.
Well, just wait till tomorrow because we might be demanding one as a show. All right, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. All your phone calls coming up here on A.J. Brown, the emotion you have today, and really what you're going to remember more, the success the Eagles had, that he had the 4 years here, or is it the end, which was bumpy and rocky and annoying and, you know, Dudes on Dudes podcast.
Dudes
and
on Dudes.
Training Men podcast.
Yeah, whatever. Trade requests and a whole bunch of nonsense. And you know, Hugh didn't help the last 4 months with Hold the Line. I mean, you didn't help anything.
Oh, I would say he actively hurt it.
You made it
worse. I mean, you did damage. You did damage. Because you poisoned the minds of all these people.
I had conviction, and I was unwavering in my belief.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was believing. I mean, you know, if you don't have belief, what do you have?
Well, you have
logic.
I was unwavering in my belief, and I stand by that 10 toes down.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Is that
and I'm proud of myself for holding the line as long as I can.
I can believe that that fairies exist and they're in your studio right now.
I am so proud of myself.
You shouldn't be. That's the problem.
Line.
All right.
Even though Kenny flamed me.
Well, everyone. Kenny's just saying what we're all thinking.
Dad cry. He cooked me like a burger.
It really hit when he said it's like walking into your dad crying.
Your pops cry. Yeah. Like, what's wrong, Dad? Kenny.
Before we get back to the phone. So yesterday, the A.J. Brown trade wasn't the biggest trade in the NFL. It was for us. It really wasn't, though. The biggest trade in the NFL yesterday broke during our show, Hugh. And that, of course, was Myles Garrett to the Los Angeles Rams. Jared Verse, a first-round pick, a second, a third, all going back to Cleveland. The Rams were already the Super Bowl favorite. They become even bigger Super Bowl favorite. What a tremendous roster they have now, adding Myles Garrett to it. But, you know, the details of how it ended up with Jared Verse and those picks, you kind of think, whatever teams were involved, how involved were the Eagles? Should they have been more involved? Let's hear Ian Rapoport on NFL Network yesterday talking about the Myles Garrett situation and how he ended up with the Rams. Right, well, what stuck out there is that the Rams kept going back, right? They tried, and the Browns said, nah, and they kept coming back to the table. So, Hugh, the obvious question is, should the Eagles have been more aggressive on this, and should they have been the team to at least match similar to what the Rams were offering? Or beat it. I mean, because this wasn't a matter of the way it was reported. There was not the Browns calling teams and saying, we're ready to move Myles Garrett, take him. It was that the Rams just kept calling into the point where the Browns said, all right, maybe we got to do this. This is good for our team. Hugh, should the Eagles have been more aggressive?
Should they, to try to get Myles? It all depends, Joe, because I'm wondering what the Eagles, like, the packages are different. It's obvious that, you know, Jared Verse, and speaking of Jared Verse, waking up in L.A., and then hearing that you got to go to Cleveland.
Santa Monica to Erie.
That's a tough day.
No, I'm from Ohio. Yeah. I'm from Ohio. And I've been to L.A. L.A. is beautiful. Like, I'm
what
just
about
imagining.
Cleveland? Is it as beautiful, Cleveland?
You know what they call Cleveland?
What?
The mistake on the lake. No, I love. Hey, listen, I can say that. I'm from Ohio.
Yeah.
But that's what they say. To wake up in sunny California and somebody tell you, you know they didn't let him back in the building because he probably wanted to punch somebody. Whoever traded him, he wanted to punch him.
Well, a contender to literally the Browns.
Yeah, and it's that has to be tough. But, you know, it's one of those things where you have to ask yourself, how much were you giving up? And this is after we already got the young man from Minnesota. We already got him, so.
Grenard. Yeah.
Grenard. So I don't know how realistic it would have been for the Eagles because now you got two expensive defensive linemen, you still got some young guys you got to pay.
Very fair to say. And I think once Grenard got here, the Eagles doing it yesterday seemed probably hard to imagine. But this stuff did start around the draft and started during free agency. So, because, you know, Ian Rapoport's saying when they moved that money back in March is when the Rams started calling. Mm-hmm. The Eagles could have called before they put the stuff in motion for Grenard. I'll ask you it this way. If you were the Eagles, would you have matched the offer? I think the piece we have here that would be most comparable to Jared Verse in terms of age, in terms of potential future star power, was Jalen Carter. If you were Howie, would you have offered Carter a 1, a 2, and a 3? Because that's what the Rams offered, right? They offered and gave
a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Verse, a 1, a 2, and a 3. Would you have done it?
I probably would have gave him people, personnel. I'd have gave him probably my 1, and maybe I'd have threw who was it we talking? Nolan Smith?
Not going to get it thing.
Yeah. That's a lot to give up.
Yeah,
but
so,
you wouldn't have done it. I probably wouldn't. But the Rams, here's the thing with the Rams. This is like in their wheelhouse.
Yes.
As far as since their coach has been there, McVay, they've been aggressive about making moves like this. And to be honest, it's paid off for him huge. When you talk about the from the time that Goff was there to losing all those first round draft picks
to Stafford,
and looking like to be honest, let's be honest, it looked like they are going to be tough to stop as far as making it to the Super Bowl.
You know, I had a wild thought last night. Tell me if you guys think I am crazy on this. I think the Rams could go undefeated next season, or at least make a push to go like 15-2, 16-1. Look at that team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that division is tough. To me, they're the most loaded roster I've seen since the 07 Patriots. There's Hall of Famers all over that team, and obviously a great coach. So, I mean, they're obviously all in to win, and you're right, Hugh. They've done a good job with this. So yesterday we talked about it when the news broke, and we talked about would we have offered Jalen Carter. So ultimately, I would trade Carter for Myles Garrett. I'd rather have Myles Garrett. That being said, I thought about it more last night. It's the picks for me. The Rams don't have to worry about the future of quarterback or the present, right? They have Matthew Stafford into Tyson. If I was Howie and the Browns came back and said, if you give us Carter and the picks, we'll take him over Verse in the picks. You could have him. Hugh, I would have had trouble if I was Howie giving up all the picks because I'm unsure about Jalen Hurts. I've got to be consistent on this. I'm unsure about the future of Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, if you trade away all those picks, you're going to have a hard time getting a new quarterback if you need a new quarterback.
Yeah. And that's, I think the Eagles want to be in a position where they don't want to overextend themselves.
Yes.
Now, when you look at the Rams, they're in a great spot, but they're overextended.
Well, are they?
Well, because you got Matt Stafford a ton of bread.
But they did get their next quarterback.
They got him, but okay, Matt Stafford gave you 2 more years. But it's safe to say or recklessly speculate that when Matt Stafford is going, there probably is going to be a little bit of a fall off for the Rams.
Maybe.
Do they view it that way? If they're giving Ty Simpson 2 years of runway?
I think when you talk about what the Rams have done over the last couple of years, because they've been in the playoff picture for the last couple of years, that they look at it like, hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Because we're going to be aggressive.
Well, they did that in 21.
They are the evil empire of the NFL. Like, when you talk about in baseball, some teams that aggressively pursue guys, that's been the Rams.
I'm with you. Like, I remember when we won the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, we were talking about the Eagles dynasty team of the 2020s. I mean, the Rams might actually be that team.
Well, they could be. They have won. If they get back to the Super Bowl and win, I mean, that's two, and that would match the Chiefs and the Eagles, mm-hmm. right? Or the Chiefs could have three. I guess, do the Chiefs have three in this decade or just two? Just two.
They won in 19, lost in 20.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, and then they have the back-to-backs there in between. Yeah. Kyle, would you have done it? Would you have, if the Browns came back and said, we like Carter, you give us the same deal as the Rams, Carter, a 1, a 2, and a 3, you have him.
You know, I don't think so. And that probably, I think that says more about how I viewed this year's team.
Right, like not ready to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and also like the Carter thing I think would have to be a part. Like the whole reason I was excited about Garrett is pairing him with Carter.
Yes.
We wouldn't allow a yard.
No, and yes, they would have needed to give up Carter to have a realistic shot. Ultimately, for me, the biggest thing would have been, two things. One, the Rams look like they're more all in to win the Super Bowl this year than the Eagles. And the second thing is, I wouldn't have given up the picks because I'm unsure about the quarterback. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles have done this? Should the Eagles have beat the Rams offer for Garrett? But man, it would have been fun watching Myles Garrett here. I mean,
oh, no question about that.
So I wonder, there was Ryan Feller put out or he tweeted that the Eagles' talks with the Browns were more than exploratory.
Yes.
Now, Rappaport made it seem like it was just the Rams the whole time. But, like, just connecting dots in my head here, we don't know who, like, I guess in this report, sorry, I'll backtrack. Jalen Carter's name arose in the conversation.
That's from Ryan Fowler, yeah.
But no framework ever went around him. But I don't think we ever got clarity from anybody, reputable at least, who said whether or not it was the Eagles who offered Carter or if it was the Browns that asked for Carter. Now, Rappaport's cut there is that the Rams have had to keep going back and offering more.
Yes, they had to keep up in the ante.
Oh, that makes me wonder if the Eagles did offer Carter and the Browns chose the Verse package.
It could have been.
I mean, Verse has had a better career than Jalen Carter so far.
Yes, he has. He's been more consistently good in his first 2 years. Yeah. Carter's been more up and down his first three.
And he's a year shorter on his contract.
And also, there's not stuff off the field you're kind of concerned about with Jared Verse. The other thing I wonder about, Hugh, with this whole thing, because we've always heard the Eagles are interested in Myles Garrett and all that kind of stuff. Hugh, I wonder if this is why they did not extend Jalen Carter's contract yet, that they were waiting to see, all right.
How this is going to play out.
Can we actually get Garrett, and would we ship him out in it? And now that that ship has sailed, I wonder if in the next couple months, especially now, Hugh, that they saved this money from trading AJ, I wonder if we're going to get news on a Jalen Carter extension. Like, we want to keep you here, Jalen Carter. We love you. We don't love you as much as Myles Garrett, but if we can't get Myles Garrett, all right, here's your money. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. And you're talking about, you know, now since all of this hoopla is down, you got to try to start to figure out how you're going to keep some of these young players.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I can see that. Because there was a lot of talk before when Jordan Davis signed. Like, a lot of people felt that Jalen Carter's deal was right around the corner, mm-hmm. and that wasn't the case.
I think it says more about Jalen than we're thinking it does, too. I mean, if they felt they were secure at quarterback, I think they're more likely to give up a lot of picks.
Well, you know what else I'm wondering about? Like, because I guess I've been in this camp, but I'm even more there now. I'm going to need to see the Jalen Carter extension before I believe it.
Well, in theory, it should come soon, right? They just saved cash on the AJ deal.
Yep.
And there's no more. Like, in the last two summers, Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett have found new homes, right? So they're not available. Yeah. So, like, I don't know if there's going to be an edge or a great defensive young player that's just available for a trade again for a while. The Eagles obviously tried for Parsons. They tried for Garrett. Now it would seem like it's the time to just pay Jalen Carter. And if they don't, what does it say?
There's just not something. Something's not adding up for me. Paying Jordan Davis. The Grenard, you know, I don't know the timeline. But the fact that they keep their name is involved in all of these discussions for a huge money pass rusher. Guys, there's no way they're going to be able to pay him, whether it's Garrett, now it was gone, a Max Crosby type. Like, one of those guys, there's no way they're going to be able to pay him and Jalen Carter and then Quinion and Cooper. Like, it's just not reasonable.
I think the simplest way I can explain how I think the Garrett thing is, I think the Eagles are unsure about both Jalens. I think they're unsure about both, and they're hedging bets on both. They're unsure about Jalen Carter. That's why they haven't paid him, and maybe they would have swapped him out for Garrett. And I think they're unsure about Jalen Hurts, and it's why they didn't beat this offer, because that would have included probably a ton of picks to go along with Jalen Carter. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. A.J. Brown, your emotion today. You can react to the Myles Garrett thing, and would you have done it if you were Howie? Would you have tried to beat the Rams' offer and gotten Myles Garrett here in Philadelphia? Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Aaron?
How do I say goodbye?
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hugh Douglas.
Hey.
Very fitting that you're wearing the Metallica t-shirt today. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Metallica had a record called Masters of Puppets. And you, my friend, have been the master of all the Hold the Line puppets out there for quite some time.
Because we have conviction. You're
very, well, it was very impressive that, you know, you led these puppets down to that Hold the Line cliff. And then, you know, as your puppets were jumping off the cliff with blind faith, you know, the clock struck midnight, the sky marshal spoke, and you turned into a pumpkin and completely changed your trajectory on the A.J. Brown subject. So, you know, I just wanted to get that out there. Joe Gilliam?
Before you go on, he let the people down. I mean, that's what happened on Thursday. He let the people down. Because they were looking for you to guide them all the way to the end, and you jumped off the ship.
You know when the end came?
You know what it was?
You know when the
Titanic,
came.
The water was going into the Titanic, and you took the first life raft out.
Do you know when the end came? The end came when Jalen Hurts sat there and said what he said. Now, if somebody else didn't realize that, and I told him it was over, then what? No,
wow.
I'm just saying, what was it? What was that?
Wow. So,
like, what do you always say? When we get new information, we could change our take?
We had the information
months ago.
Yes, we did. All right, you know when it was over? Guys, it was over. I'll tell you when
over
I knew.
Over the minute Jalen spoke.
No, it was over the minute A.J. Brown's agent went to the combine and was talking to teams about a trade. It was over.
Or when he requested a trade after week 3.
I mean, guys. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, here's the one thing I will promise to all the Jalenites out there. I will hold the line on the Sky Marshal until it is done and over with. I promise you that. Now, this whole A.J. Brown saga, I'm going to stick to looking at the positives, but the last couple years has been filled with nothing but cliches. You know, friends and business don't mix. But the biggest one, we've all heard it too, regardless of what level of competition that you've played in as an athlete, sports is 80% mental and 20% physical. And A.J. Brown is the shining example of this. I mean, you can have all the talent in the world, but when you are mentally checked out and you are not 100% locked in, you're not going to run your routes right. Your effort level is not going to be the same level. Your hustle, your approach to practice, it's not going to be the same. And it's been a shining example in 2025. And Joe, yet again, you got to take a shot at the Sky Marshal with your, well, maybe it's Jalen Hurts' play that has caused AJ to lose his focus and everything like that.
Well, you don't think that's part of this, that Jalen hasn't played as well and he doesn't get the ball as much?
The contention and the question I would fire back at you is, maybe the Jalen Hurts' performance has been affected by the distraction known as AJ Brown, and you know, Urban
I think Fryer that's
said
Aaron,
yesterday,
Aaron, I think
and
that's I fair. I think it's fair. I think what you're saying is fair. I think they, but they're, it's like they're both the same problem together. I think what you're saying is fair. I do think Jalen has probably at times couldn't play free the way he wants to because of AJ. I think you're right on that. I agree.
Well, and you know, Urban Fryer and Ike Reese said it yesterday. There is no I in team. There is no you in team. You know, and that is what I am so positive on and I am so looking forward to is 2026. We have a distraction gone. We can focus on the team and the team's success. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The Sky Marshal, Quadzilla, the Monsters of Broad Street, the new young gun wide receiving core. Oh. We are going to the Super Bowl, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Wait a minute now. You're getting cranked up.
He did get cranked up there. Fully cranked up, Aaron, at San Diego. I mean, how could it not be part of it that Jalen didn't play as great the last couple of years and AJ wasn't as happy? I mean, isn't that part of what happened here?
Yeah, but that's copium. Nobody wants to talk about that because now, like, for a lot of people, the problem is gone and we can move forward and win football games. That's how most people are thinking about it.
I think that's a fair way to think about it. But is it also fair to say that the guy that left thinks the problem is still here?
I mean, you know what the beautiful part about this whole scenario?
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Because we're going to find out, was it the chicken or the egg? Because AJ is with a quarterback that he deems or he feels is going to get him the football, you know. And now we have an offense where, you know, Jalen can think more and he can be comfortable.
And be free.
Yeah. And that we all knew that this was going to happen if this trade went down. And now it went down. So on our side, we hope that Coach Mannion is going to get everybody on the same page and we're going to have a successful team because I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of weeks where people are going to be calling in when the Patriots play. But hey, you see how AJ played, whether that's going to be good or bad, he's going to be a topic of conversation in the season.
Well, you know what the season opening game is, right? Wednesday, September 8th, whatever the date is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Patriots at the Seahawks.
Oh,
AJ
yeah.
Brown starts the season. That's the first NFL game of the year. We're going to watch AJ Brown play.
Well, it starts with joint practice.
Well, personally. It does up in New England. I can't wait.
You might have to put that in the notebook.
It is.
It starts with joint practice.
Well, now it is. I got to put it in. I got to update the notebook because it did say hold the line.
Oh, no. Oh. In big bold letters?
Now,
are you going to cross it out or erase it?
Now it says, no, I'm just going to change it.
Hold the line?
I'm going to change the H and the L and the V.
Just rip the page out.
And then I'm
there's plenty other pieces of paper in there.
You could just switch the O to an A and hold the line.
And I'm putting in the M.
You're going to not even be able to read your own scribble.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Just get a new notebook. Burn that one.
Move the line.
Burn it. All right, Lamar. Lamar's at Philly. Hey, Lamar.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good, Lamar. What's up?
Oh, man. I'm always good until Joe just goes off the deep end, man.
What'd I do now?
I mean, Joe, how do you get to the part where the Rams might go undefeated? Kyle can name one. Other than Myles Garrett,
Can I name more Rams defenders?
Name me a Pro Bowler other than Verse.
Trent McDuffie, who they just traded for. Trent McDuffie, the All-Pro corner.
They
just traded for.
They got a good tackle too.
Give you a break.
Give me a break.
Trent McDuffie's one of the best corners in the league. What are you talking about?
Hey, Joe, give me a break, Joe. If McDuffie was so good, Andy would have been so quick to ship him out. Obviously, okay. He's replaceable.
They also traded Tyreek Hill.
Andy shipped him out. Yeah, young.
They traded Tyreek Hill, and he had like 2,000 yards.
Hold on. We're not talking about if the Chiefs are going to be okay without Trent McDuffie. I'm sure they will. But, like, Trent McDuffie's a really good player. What are you talking about?
Joe, that'll make you 15-0, 16-0. No, defense, you've got to have more than Trent McDuffie,
Lamar,
don't you?
Hold on. Time out. Last year, they went 14-6. They lost six games, all of them either on blocked kicks like here in Philadelphia, or they lost by a field goal or 4 points in basically every other loss they had. They have the number one offense of pro football, and they just added the best pass rusher and a Pro Bowl corner. I don't think it's crazy to think they're going to win 14 or 15 or 16 games. They're going to be the best team by a mile.
I can tell you right now, Joe, they'll probably split their whole division. But even I want to get on to my jealousy.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Let's get on to the A.J. Brown thing. I mean, as much as you guys kill Jalen, the stats don't lie, Joe. Regardless of what the last couple seasons look like in 4 years, and he had two bad years. The last 2 years weren't great, but he's still number seven over the last 4 years in receiving. So, again, at the end of the day, if he had two bad years and still seventh behind Ja'Marr Chase and a couple great receivers, I don't understand what the guy's problem was. I don't get it. You won more than any of them. You think Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson wouldn't want to be A.J. Brown? They only got a couple thousand yards, if 1,000 yards at max, more than them over the four-year span, and they won nothing.
Lamar, I agree with you. But obviously it wasn't enough for him. I don't know what to tell you. It seems like it should be enough. Lamar, I don't disagree with your point. Like what you're right. I mean, his time here, Lamar Goodfunkel, his time here – by almost any metric was awesome, right? Like all these catches, all these yards, two Super Bowl trips, but he wasn't happy. I mean,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, like if you're trying to make me understand, I'm with you. Like you would think what happened here, he'd be happy. He wasn't. He didn't want to be here. 215-592-9494. We're going to hear from some insiders on what the perception of Brown is both around the league to other teams and within the Eagles locker room. That's up next. Your phone calls on all this. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.